This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israel has prepared for an attack by Iran and is ready for, quote, any scenario, as Iran launched ballistic missiles and more than 100 drones at Israel. Our defense systems are deployed. We are ready for any scenario, both defensively and offensively. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. More than booms and air raid sirens have sounded in Jerusalem after Iran launched an attack toward Israel in an unprecedented revenge mission that pushes the Middle East closer to a region-wide war. The attack marks the first time Iran has ever launched a direct military assault on Israel. The U.S. says it has downed some of the Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. Iran had vowed revenge since an April 1st airstrike in Syria killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building. Iran accused Israel of being behind the attack. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a Saturday statement, the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. Israel finds the body of a teen whose disappearance sparked a deadly settler attack in the West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says the body of a missing Israeli 14-year-old is found in the West Bank after being killed in what it labels a terrorist attack. It comes as violence escalates across the Israeli-occupied West Bank, with tensions simmering for months. The teen's disappearance sparked a large attack by Israeli settlers on a Palestinian village, an attack that left one person dead and more than 20 injured. According to Palestinian authorities, settlers later returned to the village, setting fire to homes and cars. Tensions in the West Bank are especially high since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for suspected Israeli strike on its Syria consulate. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Video obtained by Reuters showed a helicopter hovering over the vessel, which Iran said was linked with Israel. It comes days after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Damascus. The video, claiming to show the seizure, included a figure abseiling from a helicopter onto the ship. The vessel's operator confirmed Iran had seized the ship. It said it was working with the relevant authorities for its safe return and the well-being of its 25 crew members. The incident comes amid rising regional tensions since the start of Israel's campaign in Gaza in October.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey have been rescued. They were brought down nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Friday in a cable car just outside the Mediterranean city of Antalya. Helicopters with night vision capabilities continued the rescue operation throughout the night. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate plans to fight payout to the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne his estate executor. The will named Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. The Goldmans and the family of Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson won a $33 million judgment against the former NFL star in 1997 after he was acquitted of murder in the criminal trial surrounding their deaths. Simpson was later found guilty and jailed for a 2007 robbery. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Cyprus says it's suspending processing all asylum applications by Syrian nationals because of large numbers of refugees from the war-torn country that continue to reach the island nation by boat, primarily from Lebanon. In a written statement Saturday, the Cypriot government said the suspension is also partly because of ongoing efforts to the European Union to redesignate some areas of Syria as safe zones to enable repatriations. Some 2,140 people arrived by boat to Cyprus between January 1st and April 4th of this year, the vast majority Syrian nationals departing from Lebanon. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.